Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John O'Donohue. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Scourin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Freeze. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. And now, play ball. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alvis moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin strikes out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is hit by the pitch. McNairtney moves to second. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Freeze for the out. McNairtney moves to third. Cater moves to second. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from McNairtney and he is out, Buford applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up towards short. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner strikes out. There goes Alves. The throw from McNairtney to Weiss, and Alves is out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNairtney takes first base on ball 4. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNairtney. The throw from Sims and he is safe. McNairtney steals second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cater strikes out. Two outs. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McNairtney moves to third. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-1 in the game. Freeze takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez misplays the ball. That's an error on Gonzalez. McNairtney scores. Freeze moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Donohue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Bill Skowron. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNairtney bunts towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to second. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to third. Two outs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Freeze strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AJ. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner moves to third. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Wagner scores. Colavito goes all the way around to score. Whitfield moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whitfield scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Donohue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Salmon moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing right field. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano pinch hits for Jack Lomaby. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McNairtney for a passed ball. Hinton moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford misplays the ball. That's an error on Buford. Hinton scores. Whitfield moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 3 in the game. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson strikes out. 1 out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. 2 outs. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Donohue hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Freese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. McNairtney moves to second. 2 outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiss bunts towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiss for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.